BBC Audio presents a collection of BBC Radio documentaries presented by author and journalist Gary Young. The first programme in this collection is titled Thinking in Colour, in which Gary Young hears extraordinary personal accounts of racial passing.
I see a middle-aged woman with brown hair and brown eyes.
When I look in the mirror, I see strength. I see somebody with good posture who can walk through the world with their head held high.
I'm so bad at describing myself. I mean, I'm currently clean-shaven. Lips that are fuller than my mum's.
I see somebody who some people sometimes think is mixed race or maybe a little Mediterranean or French or something, but I also mostly see a white woman.
We all look different, but not all those differences are equal. The shape of our lips or nose, our skin tone or our hair texture can all take on a special significance. They call it race. We think we know what we mean when we say someone's black or white, but there's more to race than colour, and the reality for many is far more complicated. Passing was a term which referred to light-skinned African-Americans who decided to live their lives as white people. The civil rights activist Walter White claimed in 1947 that every year in America, 12,000 black people disappeared this way. He knew this from first hand. The black president of the National Association for the Advancement of Coloured People had blonde hair and blue eyes. He was able to investigate lynching in the Deep South while passing in plain sight. Passing has long provided a neat dramatic device for writers and filmmakers. Philip Roth's Human Stain, Walter Mosley's Devil in a Blue Dress, and Britt Bennett's Vanishing Half, to name just a few. They all hinged on racial transgression. But it was Nella Larson's 1929 book, Passing, a favourite of mine for all it reveals about race, class and privilege, which brought the phrase into the mainstream.
It really is a very modern cinematic book. And I think that has to do with its psychological understanding that race resides not just in the body, but in the mind and the culture and the way in which we look at the world in cultures where race matters so much.
Professor Jennifer DeVere Brody is director for the Center for Comparative Studies in Race and Ethnicity at Stanford University in the United States.
It's a modern psychological story of two women, once childhood friends named Claire Kendry and Irene Redfield, both of whom are able to pass as white.
Passing by Nella Larson. Gradually there rose in Irene a small inner disturbance, odious and hatefully familiar. Could that woman somehow know that here before her eyes on the roof of the Drayton sat a Negro?
They don't recognize one another at first, and the story moves on from there, where we come to learn their desire to maybe live one another's lives, their sense of understanding what it would mean to have a true kind of freedom, which they conceptualize differently.
It was one of the first things I read in my 20s after I found out about my own racial identity.
Bliss Broyard is an author and essayist based in Brooklyn.
I remember feeling about Claire, the character who passes and marries a white man. She had, to me, a kind of trickster nature. And that she sort of enjoyed the getting over aspect. Like, the joke was on her husband, the joke was on other white people, even the joke was on black people who were light-skinned enough to pass and didn't. And I think I recognize my dad in that characterization.
Claire remarked thoughtfully, "You know, Reen, I've often wondered why more colored girls, girls like you and Margaret Hammer and Esther Dawson and, oh, lots of others, never passed over. It's such a frightfully easy thing to do. If one's the type, all that's needed..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?